Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Okay, good. All right, I can hear myself.
Hello, Maya. This is going to be to haunt or not to haunt. I don't know what it's called, but that's our working title.
Oh.
I'm not supposed to make the titles. This is my elbow.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we'll figure this out.
Yeah, she'll come up with something that's real.
All right. Okay, so, all right, I'm going to start, and then you go in with your question.
Okay.
So many people ordering stuff right now. No, because I get notifications and it's like unreal. It's like unreal. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Well, hello, my witchy poo. We got an interesting episode today.
God, I'm so glad. We're going to do an interesting episode. I'm delighted to hear it.
Well, it's going to be interesting because you haven't even heard my stories.
I know. I'm so interested.
That's why it's going to be interesting.
And I'm a fan, so I want to listen to your story.
You know, one of my favorite podcasts is, well, I call them the Murder Girls. So, My Favorite Murder.
My Favorite Murder, yeah.
Yeah, with Georgia and Karen. Mm-hmm. And what I love about what they do is that they each come to the show with their own murder that they want to talk about, and they don't tell the other one in advance.
Yeah.
So we're pulling that little stunt right now.
Oh,
it's
good.
Like, yeah, so this will be my favorite haunted houses, I guess. I don't know what we want to call it, but it's going to be something like that to pay a little homage to the Murder Girls. But yeah, so everybody, this is going to be a little surprise for everybody involved.
And hopefully they'll listen because we're such fans of theirs, right?
I love them.
I know. They're so talented.
But I think you got a question from an audio question.
Yes, we have a great video question.
Oh, video.
Sent via DM. And I'm so sorry, I don't have your name, and my phone is obviously off because we're recording, so I'm not going to look it up, but you know who you are, a beautiful, vibrant woman from California who sent me this video of this haunted mansion from the outside. She's in it and she's like, this is, you know, the famous murder house from blah, 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 blah. Which she should have been on My Favorite Murder, but
Seriously.
And she says, but this house has been empty since the 50s. And, you know, because of that, the price is a little bit lower. You know, I'm sure that nothing on the inside has been touched. Everything's going to have to be stripped down and, you know, to the studs or whatever.
Look at you being all practical.
Well, I'm just saying. And she said, her question was so sincere. And she's like, well, don't we know ways that we can actually clean it up and bring in a high vibe? And can is it okay to buy this house? You know, it was kind of a question. I'm like, okay, first of all, I don't know anything about the house, but energetically, absolutely. Absolutely, you can have the skills to go in, cleanse, bring super, super clear process, you know, by the book, and do it a couple times to clear the field. Absolutely, you can make that house yours and totally vibrant and totally lovely. It's absolutely possible. The thing you want to be mindful of is that house will always have housed a murder, and it sounds like it's a famous murder, so people will always know that, and it may, you know, diminish the street value of the house. But if you're paying a lower price to begin with, it shouldn't impact your finances. And there will always be some people who pay more for it because of that. So that's what I would say. Mm-hmm. And I will also say, I happen to live on a street that had a famous murder on it in Cincinnati, and I did not know that it was one of the houses on the street. I did not know this. And
why have you not told me this? Is this part of the surprise episode?
This is a Murder Girl episode.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not from Cincinnati, so I didn't grow up with the history of this house, and we were having something on the street and walked in and went into the basement not knowing anything and was like, oh my God, my head almost popped off. I'm like, what happened in here?
Wow.
And I take one look at that beat. I'm like, we're out of here. We're blowing this pop stand, gone. And he's like, what happened? I said, I don't know what happened there, but it is dark. It is angry spirits. And that's when someone said, Oh, yeah. Because they were in the yard. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I didn't know that. Like, come on, people, work with
me. Does somebody live in that house now?
Oh, yeah. It's vibrant family. Everybody's doing great. Everybody's doing well.
Yeah, it's totally possible. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and they can also just be, you know, unaware and clueless, but and they're not. That's not their family. But, you know, they're not overly sensitive either energetically. So, yeah. But yes, to answer your question, people, if there's cheap, valuable property, you can buy it and clear it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. I tell you what I would do. Like, as you were telling this story, I really want to know whose house, what murder it was in there. I'm super curious about that. will you let her know that I'm going to LA next week and I would love to go see that house?
Oh, I will. I'll
let her know. I would actually like to go, and I'll meet her over there if she wants to. I could probably steal an hour to go see it, see what it is.
You're awesome.
Oh, you could. Well, this is your jam. This is so my jam. But the first thing that I got, interestingly enough, about it is that I keep seeing sulfur that's needed there because I actually think there's some activity there.
Oh, there's no doubt there's activity.
Yeah,
there.
But yeah. It's like, and I'm seeing like sulfur, sulfur. Yeah, like I think she can clear a lot of it up with that, but I'll talk to her about it. But just for everybody else, I mean, it's funny as I forget momentarily we have an audience. So I was just talking, he's like, I'll talk
to
her later.
Each other, yeah.
It's
we're
like,
catching
no, no, no,
up.
No. I need to, no, but sulfur is, you know, I use sulfur for banishing.
Right.
It is banish the fuck out whatever needs to be banished out of that space. We're actually going to be coming up with a banishing box. Have been too busy and haven't had time. So I have 20 kilos of sulfur clusters, actually. They're sulfur crystals.
That's awesome.
Those suckers will do magic. The problem that people are going to have with it is that I'm going to ask them to dispose of those crystals. They're going to need to bury it.
They have to bury them. Yep.
They have to bury it. You don't throw in the trash, but you need to bury it. That's like a total super witchy move.
Don't be lazy. Do not be lazy.
Nope. You got to bury that stuff when it's done. So that is like the major like banishing act that I would use. But that's first. Like you got to hit the grime. It's like when you're washing dishes and you need to like cut grease, you use Dawn before you start using your like homeopathic soap like we do. You use that first. And
yes,
so it's like,
Yeah,
but seriously, yes, P&G, I love Dawn. But like the sulfur will cut that grease. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you go in for the nice cleanup. That's when you start bringing in your sage. That's when you start bringing in your salt. That's
the finesse, the
prayers, the all this stuff. But before that, you put that thing in there and you say, banish these, please. Yeah. Get everything out of there. St. Michael, sulfur, you're good.
Yeah. And then also I would assume that there's plenty of crystals in the house.
Oh, there's no doubt.
In the yard. Big
there's
room.
No doubt. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's gritting that needs to be done. Yeah. Yeah, in and outside the house, much like you do to yours and I do to mine. Do you remember when I told you about the witch bottle that I made for the house? It's where I use the rusty nails and you have to use your own urine and then you like do all this other stuff to it. Well, I buried it.
Yeah.
Here's what happened is I'm pretty sure that our yard guys found it. It was missing. I saw where it was. I'm going to look at Suzanne. I'm like, oh, I got to pee in another damn jar. And she starts like, she goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, I need to make another witch jar. I go, I'm pretty sure somebody stole my witch jar. She goes, they probably thought it was trash. I said, why would they throw my pee away on nails? And she's like, oh, for the love of God, woman. That's what happens in my house.
I have no words.
I don't either. I'm coughing. I lost all my words on that one.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
But I say this, interestingly enough, the timing is actually quite good for this question. Okay. Is I would also, in a home like that, the way that you make it yours is literally peeing on your territory. So, I mean, that is what the witch bottle is. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're going to like let everybody in the neighborhood know, do not cross this line. This is mine, not yours.
I'm just picturing my elf popping a squat all over the yard.
Oh, yeah. And I pee in a jar. And by the way, I hit it very accurately. I know in a former life when I was a man, I always hit the toilet. I never hit the seat. It's an amazing aim.
Good to know.
It's not good to know.
People,
it's just
please.
To know.
I think this is where we're going to take a break.
Already?
I think so.
Well, we'll be right back.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so this May and June, join the cause of destigmatizing therapy. Whether you're struggling with anxiety or stress or need help with relationships, online therapy might be for you. Here's Hesu Jo, head of clinical support at BetterHelp.
I think a lot of people think that you're supposed to be going to therapy once you're like having panic attacks every day. But before you get to that point, I think once you start even noticing that you feel a little bit off and you can't maintain this harmony that you once had in relationships, that could be a sign that maybe you want to go talk to somebody. There's always a benefit in talking to someone because we can all benefit from improved insight about ourselves and who we are and how we behave with other people. So if you're human, that's like a good indicator that you could benefit from talking to somebody.
Connect with your therapist online via secure video, phone, and even live chat sessions. It's convenient and more affordable than in-person therapy, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/iHeart. That's BetterHelp.com/iHeart.
We all know the importance of a healthy diet and good nutrition, but how do we make sure our dogs get the same benefit? My dog is more than just my pet. He's part of my family. If you want the best for your furry friend, why not support their health with Fresh Factors from Springtime Natural Supplements? Fresh Factors are Springtime's best-selling chewable for dogs of all ages, from growing puppies to aging seniors. Convenient, great-tasting, and bursting with nutrition, Fresh Factors fills the gaps that may be missing from your dog's diet. Dogs seem to love it, and owners too. See what hundreds of thousands of grateful dog owners have to say about Fresh Factors from Springtime, helping their dog live a happier, healthier life. Springtime has been supporting every dog's health for happy pet needs for over 40 years. And right now, Fresh Factors are available as buy two, get two free. Enhance your dog's health and save 50% when you take advantage of this deal. Go to springtime.com to receive free shipping and learn how you can save up to 50% on Fresh Factors. That's springtime.com. Springtime Supplements, where passion meets expertise.
Welcome back. So let's segue into kind of a reset here. So my dear Elf.
You don't want to talk about my pee anymore?
How are you today? Tell me what you did today. Let's go there.
I'm fan-fucking-tastic. Let me tell you why I'm fan-fucking-tastic. I went to a haunted hotel today.
Oh, for the love of God.
This is why we did not talk in advance. I did not want to tell you these things. You tell me, I have this question, this great audio question or video question that we got, and it's about this, da da da. I'm like, oh yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk
as about as I do a little like secret wink to myself.
I'm winking to myself. Nice. Mm-hmm. So how did this come about to tell?
I will actually tell. So we have Matt and Catherine are in town. So yeah. And we've been like busting butt in the warehouse, you know.
They
like,
are the vibe squad, y'all.
We are the vibe squad. Oh, yeah, my God. They're amazing. And so we went out to dinner the first night, and my friend OJ, other Julie, says, oh, my God, you guys should go to Eureka Springs. There's a haunted hotel there. And Catherine's like, can we get everything done a day in advance so we can go to the haunted hotel? I'm always in for that. I'm always up for something haunted. So today we decided
I'm bringing my pee in a jar, people.
I'm going to pee in a jar. We're all good. The world is fine. I'm peeing in a jar.
Oh my God.
So, okay. So let me tell you where we went. There's a sweet little town about an hour and an hour plus outside of the area. And it's called Eureka Springs. And Eureka Springs was founded because of their natural springs. Like, so there's hot springs in lower Arkansas, right. And there we have Eureka Springs up here. Healing waters, all of those things, you know, really brings people in. Like for hot springs, for instance, was an area where back in, I think, the 40s, if I'm not mistaken, baseball teams in their spring training would go to hot springs because of the healing water, right?
Yep.
Same thing was happening up here, just not, I think, as big of a boom as they had in Hot Springs. So anyway, Eureka Springs is this sweet town. It's in the Ozarks, so it's really hilly. I mean, the very kind of colonial looking homes that are there. It's just a stunning. I love this town so very much.
Yeah,
it is beautiful. And as a kid, we used to go to Eureka Springs.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was not far from where I grew up, so we would come to Eureka Springs. And so there's this hotel, and it's called The Crescent. hotel. And you guys can't see it, but to honor it, I have my t-shirt on that has all the phases of the moon. And it says, it's just a phase. So because we're going to the crescent, I felt like I needed to dress the part.
So you want, because they have crescent moons on either end of that phase.
Exactly. Yes. And so I wore that to go to the crescent hotel. Nice. So here's a quick background of the Crescent Hotel. I can't give you dates because, you know, I'm not very good with, you know, specificities all the time. So just kind of roll with me on this.
We're good. We're storytelling. We're good.
Thank you. So there was about a 3 or 4 year period in the history of the hotel where there was a man, his name, I want to call him Norman Bates, but it's not far off. It's almost, it's really not far off. It's okay. Actually quite close to what his name is.
Okay.
I almost want to call him Norman Lear, but he did not produce All in the Family. So,
and like this, a million other shows.
Yeah, exactly. So this man, for this like 3 or 4 year period of time, bought the hotel and he wanted to turn it into like a hospital for the ill. So those with cancer, things like that. And he would use these serums, all these different things. The thing is that he was a fake. And he set this whole hotel up as a scam.
Bad karma.
To just get people. Oh, were you kidding? Well, P.S. We met today. So yes, me and the good fake doc met today. So he had this whole hospital set up and he had an infirmary down in the basement. He had like, it is a stunning hotel, by the way. I mean, it was later, it was like for the rich and famous kind of hotel. It was like exquisite hotel. And he had nurses, he had other doctors there. I mean, it was like legit thing. I met one of the nurses today.
Okay.
Well, I met a lot of spirits today. Yeah. So I did meet one of the nurses and she very much is a real deal and was there to really heal people. And she, but I'm going to get into that in a second. So just so you know, that's the history of it. So there's been a lot of death that has happened at this hotel, whether it was from people, you know, people working there falling off the roof or people, you know, dying from this man's like, you know, phony practice, right? So there's been lot of that. Oh, it's so bad, right? Now, I've been to the Crescent before. Like, this wasn't my first rodeo to the Crescent Hotel, but it was my first rodeo with a group. So it wasn't just Suzanne and Catherine and Matt and I. It was also my best friend, Cubby, and her wife, Rhonda.
Okay.
So there's the six of us that go to the hotel. Now, and Rhonda knows people, so we got a private tour. So that's...
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty good. We had to go into rooms, like nice. The most haunted rooms, right? Which I had never done before. So that was... I was super excited about that. So we arrive... What? You want to say something? Because you're like, what is wrong with you?
Wrong with you?
Okay. Everything is the answer. I don't know why you bother to ask anymore. You know the answer. It's literally everything. It's everything. So before we walk into the building, and this is important because this is an interesting story, but there's a lot of lessons in it. So I just want to make sure that everybody catches the lessons.
Okay.
So the first thing that I did when we got there is, in typical form, I do the prayer protection, right? Because any time that you are walking into a known haunted location, you must be very aware, acutely aware and prepared, right, to walk in. So I do the prayer protection. And then I have a pocket full of black tourmaline like I always do. I do not have a pocket full of sunshine. I have a pocket full of black tourmaline.
I love that about you.
Oh, I always have it. You know, I keep a bucket of it in my car.
I'm moving around people. This isn't Julie's haunting.
But I want people to think that though, because it'll make a way better story.
Okay, keep going.
Just go start going woo, woo, woo for sound effects, please. So I hand everybody black tourmaline. And then I also tell them, I said, and when we come out, I have a very large selenite wand that I also carry in my car, because doesn't everybody?
Exactly.
If they don't, they should. And I said, I'm going to wand everybody down before we get back into the car, because in case like somebody gets stuck to you, whatever it may be, you know, I want to do
take
this.
Care
so
of it.
So I set, it's like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it my way. I want to make sure everybody is protected, right? Because I'm a Black Panther elf.
Good Black Panther elf.
Thank you. So we walk in, and first thing I have to tell you was very fascinated. There is a fireplace in the lobby, and above the fireplace, there is this carved emblem. And the look of it, I'm going to text it to you. And I didn't want to text it to you ahead of time, because then you would know what I was doing.
Okay.
So there's this emblem, and I've never seen it, and nor has Brandon, who is our tour guide. And this carved in stone emblem that's above the fireplace it's like the head of an owl, but it looks like the body of a bat.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it would be, you combo the name, it's Bowel. You're welcome, everyone. It actually wasn't meant to be a joke. It's actually, if you put them together, it's a bowel. It's a bat and an owl.
Okay.
So it's fast. I want you to see it because Brandon had said, he's like, I've actually personally done a lot of research and I've never found this anyplace else. So I want to send you the picture because I think we need to solve this. I think it's very fascinating.
Okay.
So that's kind of mystery number one.
It's a little upsetting to think about it.
Really. It is very upsetting, but I still want you to see it, okay. Especially with your connection to owls. And the other day, I'm so diverting, sorry, everybody. But the other day I was driving
home.
They're like, really? You're going to divert? But the other day I was driving home and it was pretty late. It was probably like 10, 11, less late. 10's late for me. Yeah. And on this side street before I get into our neighborhood, I see something in the street and I slow down because we have critters galore right. out here and yeah. I don't want to hit anything, right? And I look and it is this monstrous size owl. And yeah, it sits there. Oh, he was huge. Her, possibly, actually. And I was disgraced. I stand corrected. And so I sat there in my car and I'm staring at just the majesty of this creature that's on the ground, by the way, not yeah. the tree, on the ground.
Yeah.
And she sat there and she looked at me and we both kind of like met, right? We're those like, we're all just, good. Oh my God. Oof,
they look right through you. Yeah.
We met. We yeah. were good. And she flew off and that wingspan was like the size of an eagle wingspan. Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah. It's like a 747. It's huge. Yeah.
Yeah, it was magnificent. Anyway, sorry for yeah. that diversion. I'm going to go back to the haunted hotel.
But I would also say that could yes. have been, that could have been a not a warning, but a sign to you. Well, right?
Of course. Why do you think I just yeah. told you?
Well, I don't know. Just because you get excited about stuff.
Well, I do get excited because I am a almost 52-year-old child. So that's very possible.
We need to take a break. We'll be right back. Oh, my God.
Saving money on your car insurance is easy with Progressive. It's an average savings of over $750 for customers who switch and save. In fact, customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts on their auto policy when they sign up. Discounts for things like enrolling in automatic payments, insuring more than one car, going paperless, and, of course, being a safe driver. There are so many ways to save when you switch, and once you're a customer with Progressive, you get unmatched claim service with 24/7 support online or by phone. It's no wonder why more than 22 million drivers trust Progressive, and why they've climbed to the third largest auto insurer in the country. See all the discounts for yourself at progressive.com. Get your quote online in as low as 5 minutes, and find out how much you could be saving today. National annual average auto insurance savings by new customers surveyed in 2019. Potential savings will vary. Discounts vary and are not available in all states and situations.
Based on a true story. In 1981, Arnie Johnson pled not guilty.
I think I hurt someone.
By reason of demonic possession.
The court accepts the existence of God every time a witness swears to tell the truth. I think it's about time they accept the existence of the devil.
HBO Max, June 4th, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
And we're back from our instant break.
And we clearly have not stopped laughing at apparently me. So I've okay. always been good being the butt of jokes.
That. You just make me giggle.
So we are very much into this episode and we've only made it through the front door of the Crescent Hotel. So we're going to keep moving our way around the hotel. So what happened was, is that this really lovely, lovely, lovely gentleman named Brandon gave us a tour of some private rooms that have had a lot of activity. So there were three in particular that were very interesting. So I'm just kind of walk us through these. Now, I will also tell you, we wanted to go because Catherine, who is our queen of social marketing and of all marketing creative ideas, was like, we should capture some content like with you and your pendulum, because pendulums love me. They're very responsive. They can be like helicopter.
They're so fun.
Blades. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So she, and also what I really love about pendulums too, is that, you know, I could sit there and say, well, I'm getting this, or I have the impression, and people are like, yeah, whatever. Fuck you. Shut up.
Is that what people say to you, my alpha?
Some of them do. And then,
but you can't argue with a pendulum. Right.
That's what Suzanne says to me. No, I was kidding. But you can't argue. She doesn't.
But you cannot
argue with a pendulum. And yeah. So it's something that people can watch the movement and see what the yes, the no, the maybe things that are happening. They can see, right. You know, either the small circle that it makes or the very large and the speed and all of that. So
when the chain is parallel to the ground, whipping around. You
know. That happened.
Yeah, it does happen.
Legit happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we go into this room in this certain part of the area where the staff used to live. And you know, it's not good when they say the staff is there. So we go into this area, the staff, and he's like, you know, there's been a lot of sightings. They call her the woman in white. So there is this woman who apparently wears like some white gown kind of thing, or flowy or whatever it may be. And so we go into this room, and I'm of course taking pictures, and I have lots of ghost pictures from this
whole event. That'd be wild.
Oh, I have pictures of, I have a pair of shorts on today, and Suzanne has always called my thighs that they're tree trunks, because they are. I have short legs and I have big thighs. They
big,
used to be steady, muscular. They are not anymore. I'm very steady. But in this photograph, my thighs are so big that it can actually hold a photo of a ghost head on each thigh. So you see these ghost heads on my thighs. It's the craziest thing, right? So I walk into this room. And I take some pictures. There's a really weird one in there. I can't wait for you to see. And then I go and I sit kind of not at the foot of the bed, but like kind of below. There's like a little seating thing there. And I'm like, huh. So I pull up my pendulum and it's like cruising. I mean, it already. And I said, okay. All right. I know you're here. So tell me, are you the woman in white? And it's a big yes. And it is spinning like a helicopter blade. Just spin, 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 spin. I said, so is that you who's putting pressure on my throat?
Oh, naughty woman in white.
Very naughty, right? Very naughty. You know, that shit pisses me off. I mean, like, yeah, we have boundaries, people. You're not allowed to touch me.
Nope.
Probably only ones allowed to touch me are Jacob, my main guide, and my mother. I mean, that is it. No one else can touch me. Nope. So, and watch them. They're going to mess with me tonight, I bet. So I'm like, and I say, is this you who's putting pressure on my throat? It's like swinging like crazy, yes. And I said, will you stop? My pendulum immediately stops and starts going counterclockwise, which is no,
yeah,
for my
clearly
pendulum.
Naughty ghost.
And I went, not okay, we're leaving and you can kiss my ass. And so we get up and we leave to go to another room. Okay, so I encountered the woman in white. And I think that she was actually a patient that had died in the hospital. And I think she goes and hangs. And I even asked her, I said, have you been following us around? And she said, no. I said, so we encountered you. And she said, yes.
Okay.
I'm like, all right.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Are you getting something? Because you know I love this game with you. It's so much fun.
Because they call her girl in white or lady in white?
I think lady in white.
I don't think she was that old.
So girl, she's a girl.
I mean, she may have been, call it 16, 18. They may have thought she looks like a woman as a ghost, but she was not that old. Because she's pissed.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. She tried to strangle me.
But she's like, she's just so angry she didn't get to live her life. She had a lot to look forward to.
Of course she did.
And she wasn't that sick. Like whatever took her to that hospital in the first place, she wasn't that sick.
Correct. He killed her. I'm very clear on that.
Yeah.
The fake doctor killed her.
Yeah.
Dr. Norman Lear. I hope he doesn't listen to that. I mean, come on. I'm just playing around, everybody. I love Norman Lear and all of his work.
And he has a great sense of humor, so it's not.
Yes, he's magnificent. So, yeah, no, she is pissed.
Yeah,
there's no doubt she's an angry spirit, right? Yeah. So that's the first one that I encounter there. So then we move to this other little interesting section, and it's upstairs. We went to another couple of rooms that was kind of, oh, I'm sorry, we did. We hit another room. It was a young man, about 17 years old, and he was working at the hotel, and he was trying to apparently show off for some women, and he fell. And he fell into this particular room that we were walking to. Like, I think it was being built or something. Again, details, smetails. But it's been, they believe that he's like this prankster, right? Okay, so this is hilarious. So we go from, you know, the ghost that tried to kill me, mm-hmm. that wanted to kill me, to now we have a prankster on our hands. And so we're in this room and I'm there with my, and I secure my elbow onto the wall to make sure that I'm not moving anything, right? Like
I'm holding my pendulum.
Holding my pendulum. Right. So I'm anchoring my elbow to the wall and Catherine is standing there and she goes, ask him if he has a crush on me. Cause that's was his whole demise was women, right?
He was trying to impress someone. Yeah.
And trying to impress. And so, and cause she said, ask him if he would try to impress me. Okay. It was swinging such a big yes. My chain was bouncing, right? And I mean, Catherine's a beautiful woman. So of course he's going to say that. Right. Then I ask, I said, okay, would you try to impress me? And it goes reverse.
He has a type. What can I tell you?
He has a type. He likes the young, pretty ones. Not whatever. So, but he was also playing. He was very fun. He was very playful. It was a very light energy that was there. Like he doesn't seem angry. What are you getting? I see. I love you. Go say it.
I think he was pushed.
Oh, interesting.
I think he was pushed by his spirit because this happened after the times, right? After the hospital times?
I think so, yeah.
Like,
because they did lots of different additions and added to the hotel and stuff like that. You think he was pushed by his own spirit?
What's that?
You said he was pushed by his own spirit?
No, he was pushed by a spirit, like a spirit that was there.
Oh, that had died in the hospital. He was murdered. Oh, I have chills. New news, folks.
Yeah, because the truth is he was very agile physically. He wouldn't have fallen because he was used to crawling up on spaces and doing, you know, building stuff. He wouldn't have fallen just by showing off.
Did he say he has a crush on Catherine?
Yes, he definitely has a crush on Catherine. You can bring her back.
I will tell her that.
He doesn't not like you. You're just not his type.
Fine. He's not my type either. So all's fair.
He's dead.
And he's dead and he's a dude. So he's not my type.
Two strikes against him.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. And you're a little young for me. So that was, again, this is all on the second floor. Yeah. So now we moved up to the fourth floor. And the fourth floor is the floor that has like most of the activity that's reported.
Interesting.
And just for the record, we were going into these rooms right before people were checking in. And that's what I love. Like people like, and there's, I met a woman. I actually think they go there because they want
they
to
want
do
the
this.
Activity.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I met this woman in the elevator and she's from Missouri. And she's like, I stay here all the time. I said, you do? What's wrong with you? She goes, I just like to be around all this. Da, da, da. And I'm like, rock on, sister.
Did you tell her about your book?
Actually, I didn't.
You should have.
I didn't.
She loved it.
She probably would have.
You should get them to carry it.
I should. I could just bring them a box. So if they just let me do more videos and pictures and stuff, they can just have a box of them. So we go up to the fourth floor where all this activity is. And there was this weird little hallway. And there's these two rooms in particular that we went into. And one was from this nurse. And this very lovely nurse. Okay. And so Brandon's telling us this story. And in typical Julie fashion, I just accidentally blurted out. I'm like, oh, well, those two had a thing, the doctor and the nurse. He goes, how did you know? I said, oh, honey. Wait a minute. How did I know?
It's my job.
She's telling me. I mean, because she was telling everything he was saying, she was telling me in advance. So she's giving me the story before he tells. So then he tells us, we go into this room. And the energy in the bathroom felt very different than the energy in the rest of the room. And he's like, oh yeah, there was a fire on the fifth floor and that's been redone. I said, okay, that's interesting. And he tells a story about one time he went in and it was late at night. He had to clean something for a new guest, whatever the reason was. And a door opened and there was this like little kind of, it's a door that was like an escape route for the fake doctor. Like there's, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's tunnels, door, all that.
Oh,
you know.
Of course there is. Yeah.
Right. Of course there is. Yeah. And so he's telling this story and he was saying, you know, I was kind of scared and blah, 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 blah. And I, of course, did a tiny blurt and I said, well, she actually really likes you. I go, she likes you. He goes, she does. I said, she does because you actually give reverence to the other side. That's what, I mean, just came out. He's, you know, she's, I said, my
she
impression.
Appreciates it, yeah.
Yeah. My impression is that you are very respectful to the spirits and you're very respectful to this building and you've been here. Apparently you've worked here for a long time. He goes, I have, I started as a busboy. I'm like, okay.
Aww.
So like, yeah. And so she really feels, you know, she was actually opened the door for you.
Oh,
and
so
I go,
sweet.
No, that sounds weird, but this is how she, you know, and then he tells a story how same room, by the way, that there was a ghost hunting group that came in.
Sure.
There's been lots that have been to this hotel. Anybody look it up, Crescent Hotel, Eureka Springs, you're going to find all sorts of stories and stuff on it. And so this particular ghost hunting group had all their equipment, because that's what they do, right? Like computers and all their EFMs and all these kinds of things. Apparently they had to leave the room for a short period of time. And when they came back, all of their equipment was moved up against the door. So they had to push it hard to get in there. And of course they broke some of their equipment, right?
So they couldn't.
And I said, I go, you realize that she did that because they are the opposite of you. They do not have reverence. They are using, you know, spirits, and they call this whole ghost hunting. I said, hunting is also the wrong word to use with the other side for this, and that they're using them as a prop. And I said, I don't think spirits want to be used as a prop. And so she's kind of telling them to go fuck off. And he goes, that makes so much sense. I go, right. You know, it's like, of course you're going to feel that way. So then... Crazy, right?
Yeah.
So then the
it's
next
so,
room
but
we
it's
go.
It's so real. You know?
It's so real, right?
And I will also say that sometimes spirits come flying into those kind of equipments, you know, equipment to show off too. Like
of course,
too.
Yeah. Not her though. She was a very kind soul actually. Yeah. Like I.
Oh, well, she's a different category than.
Oh, very different. And I keep wondering. I'm going to have a question for you at the end, but I'm going to tell you it now, and I want you to like do your little witchy spinny poo shit. That's technical. Witchy spinny poo shit is
well reverence.
I have so much reverence for you. It doesn't sound like it, but I promise that I do. I kept wondering why a lot of these spirits have not moved on, but don't answer that yet.
Okay.
But we're going to get back to that. So the last room that we went to go visit was right next to it. And that was the room that the good fake doctor would live in.
Mm-hmm.
So we go up there. Everybody, as that was technically the fifth floor. You'd enter on the fourth and you went up the set of stairs. By the way, the most beautiful view you've ever seen. I mean, it's absolutely stunning. When you look out into the Ozark Mountains, this is absolutely gorgeous. Everybody, as we're walking up there, starts losing their breath.
Oh.
Like, it was so, and I did. I mean, I was like, whoo, hi.
Wow.
And
really,
so
really
we,
thick, really thick.
Really
energy.
Thick. And so we get up there and I look at my new best friend, you know, Brendan. And I said to him, I go, I said, he was a womanizer. And I said, this, the nurse was not his only one.
Oh, no,
and
no.
He goes, how'd you know that? And I said, oh, honey, stop asking me that. You asked me once. I'm not going to answer. You can ask me twice. I'm definitely not going to tell you. And he goes, well, yeah, he was a handsome man. He had lots. I said, yeah. I go, because he was telling me that this bed got a lot of action. And that is what he said.
What a jerk.
What an asshole, right?
Yeah.
You say jerk, I say asshole to me, Tana. So did some little like, you know, pendulum spinny stuff. And we all kind of like, let's get the hell out of here, right? Because it was just too much for us.
Okay, do people stay in that room?
Yeah. Yeah. There's somebody's checking in there maybe an hour after we left.
Oh,
like
he goes,
we only have a few minutes to da 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 da. And I went, why in God's name? But anyway, people to each their own, right?
Yep. Yep.
Not getting anybody's path. I've done learned that lesson. Thank you, Brenda. I was taught by the best. So that's the story. Like just the, and then we leave. And of course I'm, you know, winding everybody down with the selenite wands. Everybody's good. We go have lunch, late lunch, whatever, happily ever after. But my big burning question to this was, why haven't these spirits reincarnated? Cause there were a lot. I don't know if they're doing the loops. I don't know if they're, I don't know. Tell me what your impression is.
Well, my impression is like, you know, the first lady in white that we talked to, who's just so angry about the life she didn't get to finish. She didn't get to live. She's too angry to pass on. She's too angry to go, oh, okay, I can have another shot. I can have another bite at the apple. She just won't do it. And so the anger is attachment. We know this just from Earth School alone. You don't have to be on the other side to be too angry to let something go.
Right.
It doesn't do you any good. Same with her. And they, you know, for the other two, I actually think they kind of are attached to the place and they are proud of the work they did while they were there. And so, you know, that's another form of attachment. And they kind of like getting attention a little bit.
My impression of it was, because, you know, when we like one of my favorite holidays is Day of the Dead, right? Dia de los Muertos. Yeah. And it's November 1st, usually, or 2nd, whatever. I think it's 1st, day after Halloween. And it's, and they talk about, in fact, that movie we both love, Coco.
Yeah.
Or Book of Life, either one. Two great animated films. And when they talk about, you know, like, you need to talk about them to keep them alive, right? Like, keep their memory alive, keep them alive. Well, these guys are kept alive every fucking minute of the day.
Yeah.
Because they are part of, like, a ghost circus that goes on in this building. And so that my impression was that. I just didn't know. I didn't totally trust it.
Well, it's attachment, right?
Yeah, it's totally attachment. The doctor in real life was actually arrested. So they have this really amazing wall of all of these like newspaper clippings, right? Oh, he was busted. All these newspaper clippings or his ads that he was running. The actual state of Arkansas was supporting him turning this into this hospital, even though he wasn't a doctor. And so it's the articles, the clippings are fantastic. And so I would actually like to spend more time.
The state of Arkansas knew he wasn't a doctor and they still supported it?
I'm not positive about that. Oh, actually, I think they did know because in a headline that I saw, it said his name. Again, I swear to God, it's Norman Bates or really close to that. And it didn't say doctor in front of it. So they must have known that he
wasn't.
He
must have been disarmingly charming.
And handsome, by the way. I saw pictures of him. I'm like, yeah, I get it, dude. You're a little devilishly handsome. So, you know, he got his way. But apparently he did go to med school, but he did not finish. So it's not like he was totally blind to the whole thing. But he's a conniver.
Dude. Yeah,
yeah, he's a totally bad dude. So that's what I did today to answer your question.
My elf, you are never dull. Never dull. Thank you for sharing your ghost story. People will be mindful when you are checking into hotels and or buying properties. That is our takeaway from today.
That's right. And always arm yourself, right? If you willingly are going into places, which is okay, guys, if you're curious, you want to do whatever, just make sure you keep them off of you. And if your body feels weird, like if somebody's trying to choke you or strangle you, you just tell them to get the fuck off and get out of there.
Yeah.
Right?
It's back out.
Yeah.
Remember, because you are always in charge.
You are always in charge. And listen, I was armed with prayer and with black tourmaline, and that bitch still got to me. So, I mean, if she has the balls to do that to somebody like me, she will definitely have the balls to do that to someone else. And by balls, I mean ghost balls.
Yeah, exactly. With that, we calling this a wrap. Oh my goodness. Thank you for listening. And remember, art school is hard.
Without ghost balls. And the other side.
And the other side. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.